Chazor zechin neshabachas toshagam rabbi humesechus menachos daf yud. Zok tigma rav. Yeah, since the pesukim clearly tell us that the oil of the metzora is to be placed on the blood of the asham and on the place of the blood of the asham. Regarding the blood, the pasuk tells us it has to be put on the right thumb and the right toe. So why did the pesukim regarding the metzora need to say that the oil should also be placed on the right thumb and toe? We already know that from the comparison to the thumb. So Rava said the three extra uses of the word right regarding the ear, the thumb, and the toe teach the following. The word right regarding the hand, meaning the thumb, is used for Xerishava to teach that the hand used for kamitza has to be the right hand. The word right using the foot, the big toe, is used for Xerishava to teach that the foot used for chalitza must be the right foot. And the word right using the ear is used for Xerishava to teach that the ear used for ritzia, meaning the drilling of the ear of an eved ivri who wants to stay beyond the 6 years, also has to be done with the right ear. What are the words smallest? It says the oil has to be placed on the left palm of the kohen. It's written twice regarding the wealthy mitzvah. So what does that come to teach? Rav Shisha, the son of Ravidi, says that's needed to make the kohen's right hand possible with regard to receiving the oil of the mitzvah. If it wasn't written twice here, we would think that the left hand is also kosher, but certainly the right hand is kosher. What are the words smallest written twice regarding the poor mitzvah come to teach? Mar said this should be understood as in the Braisa taught by the yeshiva Rabbi Shmo, which says that sometimes an entire parasha is repeated just for the sake of one new halacha. In this case, the entire parasha of the poor mitzvah is repeated just to teach that the poor mitzvah may bring birds as his karbonis. Rabbi Abraham Rabbi Shlokesh said, whenever a pasuk says etzpa and some form of the word kahuna, it refers to the right hand. So initially, this was understood that both words are necessary to require that the right hand be used. However, regarding kemitza, only the verbiage of kahuna is used, and yet the Mishnah says if it's done with the left hand, that's possible. Therefore, Rav explained that he meant that either etzba or kahuna would require that the avodah be done with the right hand. Abai asked, the pasuk regarding bringing the pieces of the animal to the ramp of the mizbeach uses the word kayan, and yet the Mishnah says that it may be done with the left hand. After Gemara, the word etzba or kahuna only require using the right hand for an avodah that's essential to bring about the kapara. Regarding Kabbalah, the pasuk says Kehanim, and yet Rav Shimon says that it's valid if it was done with the left hand. After tomorrow, Rav Shimon holds that both words have to be written in the pasuk to make the using the right hand absolutely essential. In fact, Mar Bryce says Rav Shimon holds that the word Yad alone and the word Etzba alone refer to the right hand. And for the Gemara, the word Etzba alone would require using the right hand. However, the word Kahuna would only require the right hand when it's written along with the word Etzba, but not when it's written by itself. In fact, if so, why is the word Kahuna needed at all regarding Kabbalah? And for the Gemara is to teach that the Kabbalah must be done while wearing the Bigdei Kahuna. For the Gemara regarding this Rika, the Pasuk only used the word Kahuna, and the Mishnah says that if it's done with the left hand, it's possible, and if Shimon doesn't argue over there, Abaye said, if Shimon does argue on this halacha in a Braisa. Flek the Gemara, Rav teaches, we just learned that there's a Gzeir Shava on the word Yad that teaches that Kemitza has to be done with the right hand. Now, the Pasuk of Kemitza uses the term Kahuna, so why do we need a Gzeir Shava to teach it has to be done with the right hand? And for the Gemara, one is needed to teach that the Kemitza must be done with the right hand, the other is needed to teach that when it's then placed into a Kli Sharis to be made Kledish, it also has to be done with the Kohen's right hand. Flek the Gemara, according to Rav Shimon, who says that the Kemitza does not need to be put into a Kli Sharis, and according to the view that says that he does, but that he would say that if it's kosher if it was done with the left hand, what is he learned from Rava's Gzeirah Shava? It can't be coming to teach that the kemitza has to be done with the right hand because Rabbi Yehuda son of Rav Chia said that Rav Shimon learns this from a pasuk. And for the Gemara, it's needed to teach that the kemitza of achatas mincha must be done with the right hand. We would think that since he holds it's brought without oil and levaina, it would also be kosher if it's done with the left hand. The Gzeirah Shava therefore teaches that it's possible if it's done with the left hand. Okay, Mishnah then says, "Kamatz ve'ola b'yodai tzror or garger melach v'chulu." Mishnah gives the examples of whether it was a pebble, a grain of salt, or a piece of levain in the kaimitz. Why are all three examples necessary? And for the Gemara, if we only had the example of the pebble, we would say over there it makes it possible because it's not something that's brought on the mizbeach. But the grain of salt, the piece of levain is brought on the mizbeach, so maybe it's different. If we would only have the example of salt, we would say that makes it possible because salt was never part of the mincha. Only the kaimis itself gets salted, whereas the levaina is placed into the kli sharis along with the entire mincha. Mishnah also therefore also gave the example of levaina to teach that it's possible in that case as well.